Chapter 16. Dorothy's idea of a $15 breakfast turned out to be a regular feast. Coffee first, while the rest of it was cooking, which was oatmeal and bacon and eggs and toast. Big, heaping portions, lots of everything. All the food groups, all piping hot, served on thick china plates that must have been 50 years old, and eaten with ancient silverware that had heavy, square Georgian handles.
"Ah, fabulous," Reacher said.
"Thank you very much."
"You're welcome. Thank you for mine."
"It isn't right, you know. People not eating because of the Duncans."
"People do all kinds of things because of the Duncans."
"I know what I'd do." She smiled.
"We all talked like that, once upon a time, long ago. But they kept us poor and tired. And then we got old."
"What do the young people do here?"
"They leave, just as soon as they can. The adventurous ones go all over the place. It's a big country. The others stay closer to home in Lincoln or Omaha."
"Doing what?"
"There are jobs there. Some boys join the state police. That's always popular."
"Someone should call those boys." She didn't answer. He asked, "What happened 25 years ago?
"I can't talk about it."
"You can. To me. No one will know. If I ever meet the Duncans, we'll be discussing the present day, not ancient history."
"I was wrong, anyway."
"About what?" She wouldn't answer. He asked, "Were you the neighbor with the dispute?" She wouldn't answer. He asked, "You want help cleaning up?" She shook her head.
"You don't wash the dishes in a restaurant, do you?"
"Not so far."
"Where were you 25 years ago?"
"I don't remember. Somewhere in the world."
"Were you in the army then?"
"Probably."
"People say you beat up 3 Cornhuskers yesterday."
"Not all at once."
"You want more coffee?"
"Sure," he said, and she recharged the percolator and set it going again. He asked, "How many farms contracted with the Duncans?"
"All of us. This whole corner of the county. 40 farms.
"That's a lot of corn."
"And soybeans and alfalfa. We rotate the crops."
"Did you buy part of the old Duncan place?"
100 acres. A nice little parcel. It squared off a corner. It made sense."
"How long ago was that?"
"It must be 30 years.
"So things were good for the first 5 years?"
"I'm not going to tell you what happened."
"I think you should. I think you want to."
"Why do you want to know?"
"Like you said, I had 3 football players sent after me. I'd like to understand why, at least."
"It was because you busted Seth Duncan's nose."
"I've busted lots of noses. Nobody ever retaliated with retired athletes before." She poured the coffee. She placed his mug in front of him. The kitchen was warm from the stove. It felt like it would stay warm all day long. She said,
25 years ago, Seth Duncan was 8 years old."
"And?"
"This corner of the county was like a little community. We were all spread out and isolated, of course, but the school bus kind of defined it. Everybody knew everybody else. Children would play together, big groups of them, at one house, then another."
"And?"
"No one liked going to Seth Duncan's place. Girls especially. And Seth played with girls a lot, more so than with boys."
"Why didn't they like it?"
"No one spelled it out. A place like this, a time like that, such things were not discussed. But something unpleasant was going on. or nearly going on, or in the air. My daughter was 8 years old at the time, same age as Seth. Almost the same birthday, as a matter of fact. She didn't want to play there. She made that clear.
What was going on?
I told you. No one said.
But you knew, Reacher said. Didn't you? You had a daughter. Maybe you couldn't prove anything, but you knew.
Have you got kids?
None that I know about. But I was a cop of sorts for 13 years, and I've been human all my life. Sometimes people just know things.
The woman nodded. 60 years old, blunt and square, her face flushed from the heat and the food. She said, I suppose today they would call it inappropriate touching.
On Seth's part?
She nodded again. And his father's? And both his uncles?
That's awful.
Yes, it was.
What did you do?
My daughter never went there again.
Did you talk to people?
Not at first. Then it all came out in a rush. Everyone was talking to everyone else. Nobody's girl wanted to go there.
Did anyone talk to Seth's mother?
Seth didn't have a mother.
Reacher said, why not? Had she left?
No.
Had she died?
She never existed.
She must have.
Biologically, I suppose. But Jacob Duncan was never married. He was never seen with a woman. No woman was ever seen with any of them. Their own mother had passed on years before. It was just old man Duncan and the three of them. Then the three of them on their own. Then all of a sudden Jacob was bringing a little boy to kindergarten.
Didn't anyone ask where the kid came from?
People talked a little, but they didn't ask. Too polite. Too inhibited. I suppose we all thought Seth was a relative, you know, maybe orphaned or something.
So what happened next? You all stopped your kids from going there to play, and that's what caused the trouble?
That's how it started. There was a lot of talk and whispers. The Duncans were all alone in their little compound. They were shunned. They resented it.
So they retaliated?
Not at first.
So when?
After a little girl went missing.
Roberto Cassano and Angelo Mancini got back in their rented Impala and fired up the engine. The car had a bolt-on navigation system, a couple of extra dollars a day, but it was useless. The screen came up with nothing more than a few thin red lines like doodles on a pad. None of the roads had names, just numbers, or else nothing at all. Most of the map was blank, and it was either inaccurate or incomplete anyway. The crossroads wasn't even marked, just like Vegas, to be honest. Vegas was growing so fast no GPS company could keep up with it. So Cassano and Mancini were used to navigating the old-fashioned way, which was to scribble down turn-by-turn directions freely given by a source who was anxious to be accurate, in order to avoid a worse beating than he was getting along with the initial questions. And the motel guy had been more anxious than most, right after the first two smacks. He was no kind of hero, that was for sure.